Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 51. Some people are motivated to do things because they focus on the benefit they will gain by taking action. You tell them, you know, you do this, you could accomplish a tremendous thing, and that motivates them to do it. Other people are more motivated by the fear of what they will lose out if they don't act. You know, if you don't take care of this, something bad will happen, or you'll lose a major thing, so do it. So some people are motivated by the positive action that they will do, accomplish something. Some people are motivated by fear of loss. Depends on the person. So sometimes with some personalities, you can motivate them by showing them how great something will be, and you'll motivate them to do it that way. Other people, you have no choice. They're not motivated that way. So sometimes you have to tell them, you know, you'll lose out tremendously if you don't do this. And sometimes you have to influence someone that way. But even if you have to do it that way, you still need to show that person how bright of a future he will have or she will have and how good it will feel if they take that action recommended. So even if you have to influence somebody because of a fear of a loss, you always have to throw in the actual positive benefit as well. Now about the love of your friend. Vahafta l'riacha kamaicha. Anyone insulting another person, you violate vahafta l'riacha kamaicha. I know astvarim, besides the iser of leisainu ish esamisai, which means not causing pain to another person with words. That's the iser of I know astvarim, which is a lav. Besides that, you're over with every Einoas Devarim, the mitzvah say, Avia Hafta, L'Riacha Kamaicha, because if you are causing them pain, you're doing the opposite of loving them at that moment. In the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, in the Psicha, when it talks about all the assays, the positive commandments, you are violate. When you speak Lashon Hara, one of them is indeed the Vahafta, L'Riacha Kamaicha. Because if you love someone, you will not do anything to hurt them. Insults cause a tremendous amount of pain, a tremendous amount of suffering, that even a small amount of sincere love for others should be enough to prevent you from insulting them. If a person told you that he loved a certain person, and then you see that person hitting them and robbing them, you would definitely see the contradiction between what he is saying and what he is doing. Similarly, you cannot say that you have true love for someone if you cause them pain with words. A lot of abusers say, I love you, I love you. No, the love's not there. At times, your love for a person might cause you to be more judgmental of that person. This happens a lot in marriage. You want excellence for them, or you feel close and you're disappointed when they do not live up to your potential. Even a rav with a prized Talmud, this could happen. The fact that you love them, though, does not give you license to cause unnecessary emotional pain. The fact that you aspire that they become the best they can be, you motivate them, you could be somewhat tough with them sometimes, but even tough love, not with a license of causing unnecessary emotional pain. Find positive ways to influence the person for that outcome. So that's an important yisoid. The Einoas Devarim has in it intrinsically the violation of the commandment of Yahafta L'Riacha Kamaicha. Another thing that people fall into with Einoas Devarim that one has to be extremely careful not to fall into, it's making people feel foolish or stupid. Some people enjoy setting these verbal traps that they lure the unsuspected person into looking stupid. They make statements which will lead a person down a certain path, and when that person verbally follows that path, then you'll show them they're wrong. The one who falls into this trap will look foolish, and the person who set this trap will feel satisfaction that you outsmarted him. For example, you'll make a statement, that's correct, isn't it? And the other person will say, I see a point. And then right away you'll say, but no, that's not really correct. You make them feel stupid, it's Einoas Devarim. And one who enjoys making another person feel foolish is, I know, as dvarim of an extreme. And it's better to find other types of entertainment to entertain yourself with than to enjoy seeing another person look stupid. Or just telling someone you made a fool of yourself can make a person feel very bad. If you want someone to change a behavior, you're influencing the person by being positive and being tactful and caring. In other words, even if you have to say something, I think this particular thing you're doing is not really fully appropriate, and it may be better, you know, to think about that. And I suggest that you refrain from doing that in a derech eretzik way. And if there's no benefit of mentioning the incident at all, don't mention it. That's one of the things in all the conditions of the Chofetz Chaim in various situations. One of them is l'tayeles. Will it be of benefit? There's no need to comment on everything that you don't approve of when Torah principles are not involved, but even when they are involved. Like if someone is more religious than someone else at this point, where you feel that they're lacking in observance, it's not something you bring up all the time. You use your common sense. Some people played a practical joke on a certain person. That itself is a violation of Inos Devarim. But let's say the person didn't feel that bad, just a little uncomfortable. But the people who played the trick were unrefined and uneducated, and the person did not take what they did too seriously. Then another person laughs and says, oh, they made a fool out of you. And now there's a new awareness that makes them feel terrible. The fact is, no one else can make a fool out of somebody. That's totally in the behavior of the person themselves. The true fool is one who misuses their gift of speech to cause another person pain. That's what it is. So this idea, you know, the insulter is the one that has the issue, not the insultee. I don't think there's such a word. But the one who is being insulted is really not their issue. It's the one who's doing the insulted. That is the problem. Some people tend to disparage people for making simple arithmetic mistakes. You know, did you ever graduate second grade? Can't you add? See, you're not good at math. Some people are not so smart. And people with poor mathematical abilities are usually sensitive about the fact that they're poor in that area. And therefore, pointing it out in a negative way causes pain. Even when appropriate, you give them constructive advice how to improve their mathematical skills. Try to see any patterns of mistakes they make and suggest those corrections as painfully as possible. But you don't hurt somebody for having mathematical mistakes or difficulties. That applies, by the way, with every scholastic subject. If someone's weak in a certain area, you don't bash them. You don't hurt them with it. Some people are weaker in the understanding of Gemara or Havana in certain things, or in certain skills, certain skill sets, they're weak. Some people are very good at math, but they have very, very poor in reading comprehension. Some people the other way around. Each one has their milus and their chesroinos, and it's very important to value each person with their abilities and not put them down for being weak in particular areas. That's part of what we said before in this share. That's part of the Einos Devarim of making people feel foolish. When someone is struggling in a particular area of scholastics, this is more prevalent in even elementary, certainly high school, certainly college, and you're basically putting down somebody's inherent lack of ability on things, that is a really hurtful thing. You try to always build somebody up, not bring them down. Whatever they're weak on is usually compensated by something they're strong in, and not to define a person as such just because they have a particular difficulty in a particular subject. Bracha v'atzlacha.